Hey, Canadian politics have gotten kind of interesting over the past week or so with all of the stuff with the Prime Minister of Canada and his Justice Minister, who has said, hey, y'all are doing bad things and I'm going to resign. And she did resign. And now she's kind of the golden-haired girl, pardon that pun, but she is. And all of the press and everybody's doing hugs and boobity-boom, and this is great. She's a hero against the guy with a limp wrist and all of the people that work with him, okay? But we got to kind of look at a few things. Firstly, she's a liberal. All liberals basically are the same. They ain't good people. They don't do good things. And she's talking about these people in Quebec. Hey, the prime minister and all of his guys came to me and said, more or less, that we have to look after jobs and we have to look after Quebec. That's a special interest group. Well, hold it now. She's an Indian, she's a woman, and she's a liberal. And there's all kinds of examples here that she also looks after special interest groups. Recently, there was a shooting, a white guy shot and killed. Tragic story, a young Indian boy who was on his property illegally and drunk and stealing and so on. But the fact is that he did shoot him, he did kill him. And the jury said he was innocent, the guy that did it, okay? She, as Justice Minister, got very involved and said, this isn't good. She wrote letters and she tweeted. She interfered, right? She says the Prime Minister's interfering with her, but she interferes with something. If she doesn't like the decision, she's done it all of the time. Indians, they can have guns. White people shouldn't have guns. I'm sure she thinks that as well. Indians have to sign off on everything, and she, white people don't. There's a long, long list. You kind of add to that yourself as you go along. And this is a person that's also saying, I wish I could say more, but I can't. Really? Why? Oh, you're a lawyer and you've got this confidential thing going on. Forget all that. You work for me. I'm a citizen of Canada. You work for me. Don't tell me that you're quitting and you can't talk to me. How bad is that? That's not nice. And Trudeau, on the other hand, of course, denies that anything bad was done. Well, in his world, nothing bad was done. It's just more of the same. This is how they swing, okay? And us people, good language, us folks, we sit back and watch and we kind of pick between it, right? She's better than him. She's more believable than him. It's kind of like saying, you know, I got capital punishment coming next week. It's a big debate. Should I get shot or should I get the electric chair? You know what? At the end, I'm still dead, okay? Same thing here. We lose with liberals all of the time. She looks better than him. She talks better than him. But she's kind of the same as him. I mean, firstly, if it took 3 months to kind of get to where you are versus 3 minutes, that's a problem too. And everyone knows that there's corruption in government, particularly the Liberal government. And then a lot of you people will say, hey, come on, it's your side too. Of course it is. But they're not true conservatives. They just have the banner. It's like a guy once said to me, capitalism doesn't work. Look what's going on Wall Street. Big scandals, money being stolen and so on. I said, hold it. They're not capitalists, they're thieves. There's a difference. It's all about the labeling, improper labeling. And now in Canada, when you got this Jody lady and you got that, what's his name, Justin Guy, almost called him a lady too, son of a gun. I mean, you know what? It's bad. It's bad for us. We want to be treated properly, and liberals don't. When you're a liberal, firstly, you've abandoned, you've given away the something. You don't look after your people, you look after yourself. So they're bad people anyway. She probably wants to become the next prime minister, and maybe she could be, because again, she's got some things going for her. She's with a minority group, and right now she looks good, and she's an Indian, and she's a liberal, cha-cha. Those are all bad things. Bad things for the country. Not all, maybe, but certainly some of them are, particularly the liberal part. I don't know. I mean, I'm not giving her the praise that everybody else is, simply because it's just more of the same. I mean, we're back into this thing that happened at a battle for Saskatchewan where the court was going on, when she said, the country can and must do better after a white farmer was acquitted in the shooting death of a young Indian man. Well, you have no right to do that. I mean, I know of white men who were acquitted in other situations, and she never phoned anybody and said, I'm so sorry. I mean, this is wrong. These are liberals. I mean, wow. I want to end it on a kind of a lighter note, okay? But you can take, it's a joke, but you can take this joke, because what I've just said isn't a joke. I mean, it's a nightmare for my country. But the joke is something that you can almost wrap around any country that you choose. And in this case, we should do it around Canada. My son was flunking out of college, so I told him, you will marry the girl I choose. And he said, no. I told him, she's Bill Gates' daughter. He said, yes. I called Bill Gates and I said, I want your daughter to marry my son. Bill Gates said, no. I told Bill Gates, my son is the CEO of the World Bank. Bill Gates said, okay, yes. I called the president of the World Bank and asked him to make my son the CEO. He said, no. I told him, my son is Bill Gates' son-in-law. He said, yes. And that, my friends, exactly is how politics works in Canada, okay? And thus began the practice of hiring morons to work in influential positions of government. Y'all come back tomorrow and we're gonna have more for you from the right. See ya.